Well, the United Nations Climate Change Conference, COP28, concluded last week in Dubai, and participants representing South Sudan are now back after attending the summit. And to bring us to speed on what transpired and some of the outcomes, we are now joined in by Lemi Emmanuel, who is a youth delegate to the COP28. Apologies, we weren't able to bring in Dorina Keji Gubek, the Acting Director General for Environmental Education, but we'll be having Lemi Emmanuel. Good morning, and thank you so much for making out time to speak to us this morning, Lemi.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Right. So just tell us a bit more about the summit. How did it go?
Although my mandate as a youth delegate was of a very limited scope, I must say outcomes of the summit generally, my take as an individual that was there, although for a limited amount of time, to many, this was one of the climate summits that has been the most inclusive, the most ambitious, with a reasonable amount of outcomes, particularly outcomes that are in favor of least developed countries like ours.
Right. Mostly inclusive in what sense?
Inclusive in the sense that there were a lot of young people at the conference. And this I say not because of the amount of young people that were present at the conference venue in droves from different backgrounds, different continents and different countries, but also reflecting on the nature of our delegation here from South Sudan.
Right.
I myself being part of the youth delegates that were part of the delegation, particularly owing to efforts by UNDP and the Ministry of Environment together, having us being there, supporting us financially and also just equipping us with the knowledge and briefing us before going for the summit.
Right. And you say that your mandate is of a limited scope. So what was expected of you while there?
The primary objective for my participation and my colleague, who isn't here right now, Ms. Emmanuela Gatuka, was being supportive of the UNDP, UNDP Africa and AfriWalk, which is an initiative that was started by the Second Lady of Ghana. Had this particular event set up for about 100 young people from the African continent to come together and discuss sort of like a youth engagement dialogue at the COP, on the sidelines of the COP.
Right.
That was our primary objective, being there.
Right.
And that is why I say our mandate was limited, because that happened, the events that followed that, that were linked to that particular engagement were a bit short-lived. And also, when I say my mandate was limited, it's because unfortunately I happened to succumb to an illness while there.
So, So how many days were you able to participate?
I was able to participate for 3 days out of 9. Yeah.
Okay, so maybe let's just focus on the 3 days.
Yeah.
What were some of the sticky issues that were raised during that time?
Some of the sticky issues, particularly from young people in the event that I attended and most of the spaces that I had been in, a consistent problem that kept coming up was the lack of funding, because a lot of young people do have the ideas, they do have the knowledge to start whatever, in whatever sector. They could be agriculture, could be any form of climate resilient business. However, a major challenge they pose is funding, and not just limited to the youth that were at the conference. Even nations themselves highlight an absence of funding as a major issue, particularly our countries, the least developed bloc of countries.
And I would like to emphasize or take your attention back to the inclusivity bit of the summit. Why do you think it's important that this be the main recipe, or this be something that is considered in the next summit?
In the next summit and the one after.
Right.
The aspect of inclusivity that I saw within this conference, I think, shifted my mindset as a young person that hadn't ever had an engagement in the international space, simply because multiple nations having young people within their delegations, not just for this summit, but also I was one of the young people that were supposed to make it to the United Nations General Assembly earlier this year, although I didn't, unfortunately. However, the aspect of inclusion of young people simply ties back to having people that are well acquainted with whatever is happening in the international space, in international dialogue, because you can take a young activist here and drop them in a discussion in an international level, and I can guarantee you half of the time they would get confused, and also it's so easy to miss an important conversation, because when you go to an international space, the discussions take a different, they are of a different dynamic.
Right.
It's so easy to assume that certain conversations do not matter, and certain conversations may not be aimed at addressing the challenges you face back in your country, and yet they actually do. So having young people, not just for this summit, but each and every other international conference engaged, is important, because what happens when the current individuals that have been engaged, the older generation that have been engaged in international space, sort of retire, who will fit the shoes as good as they have?
Has to be the young people.
Yeah, it has to be the young people. And they have to be well-trained, well-mentored, to have their participation in such spaces be as effective as possible.
Right. And of course, we gather that conversations were heated. That's why the summit actually ended later than expected. What stood out for you?
What stood out for me particularly, and for everyone else, was at the beginning of the summit, obviously the operationalization of the Loss and Damage Fund, which to some was a really big win, and also for our country was a really big win. A fund with an objective to help assist countries that are facing the most impacts of climate change, and yet battling other different problems such as economic crisis, particularly our country as a key example. That was one of the key things that stood out for me. However, another thing that was very mind-blowing was how much the continuous reiteration of components like we need to transition from fossil fuels, we need to have, more young people, we need... It just a lot of the repetition of certain issues at the summit made it seem like this is a matter of urgency. Yeah.
Right. Well, Lemmy, thank you so much for making our time to speak to us this morning. What was your take home?
My take home was that there is a lot that happens in international spaces that young people do not know about. I myself, inclusive, being a first-time participant there, and I can't genuinely say it was a take-home, but more like an inspiration to set out a goal to learn as much as I can about what's happening in international spaces, because this was a one-time opportunity that most young people do not get. I myself am 19 years old. You do not see a random 19-year-old be present in such an international space. This is an inspiration to me. The conference was an inspiration to me, but should be an inspiration to very many young people. The outcomes of the conference, all this information, the knowledge you would require to maybe engage in the next COP, is all available on the internet. You can basically tap your phone and find out whatever and get prepared yourself. Could find a funding opportunity. A lot of the UN agencies here, as I mentioned at the beginning, who were funded by UNDP, are willing to support young people that have a genuine interest in such dialogue, young people that are driven by ambition. So it has been a great opportunity for me, and a sign that there is multiple opportunity for young people, especially because a key issue that came up also since the briefing before going for the summit was the fact that our country does lack a considerable amount of negotiators, climate negotiators in the negotiation space, and this could be an opportunity for young people to equip yourself with the knowledge on climate negotiations, understand the different bodies and how things work in that space. Maybe you could lead the next negotiations for the country.
Right.
Yeah.
Lemmy, thank you so much for your time.